Web Basics for Business, hosted by Anita Scott of XLRQ.com, your guide to more effective and profitable websites.
Welcome to this segment of Web Basics for Business. In part one of podcasting, I discussed podcasting from a technical perspective. In this segment, I want to discuss how podcasting can become a working member of your business team in a practical way. I'm going to provide examples on how to apply podcasting in a variety of business settings. Let's start with the basics. Everyone knows what a newsletter is and its value in keeping customers informed on your products, services, or other aspects of your organizational community. Most business people associate newsletters with print. Yet, imagine if you were able to speak to your customers via a podcast. Your customers would receive an email with a link to your special audio newsletter report, listen from their computer, or download it to their MP3 player and listen to it on the way to work or while working out at the gym, anywhere. Another example on how to use podcasting to help generate revenue is for sales training. One of the most important revenue-generating challenges is keeping your sales team updated on products and services. The more your sales team knows the subtleties of your products, the more they can use this information to close deals in competitive situations. Imagine if your sales team used their traveling time to listen to your subject matter expert on your product, explaining to them intricate details and product benefits while they are waiting for their plane, eating their lunch, or traveling in their car. The subject matter expert only has to explain it once, and with podcasting, the whole sales team benefits. Human resources is another application for podcasting. Let's assume you have a business with a high turnover or with a growth situation that demands expanded hiring. The big problem in recruitment is having prospective employees become oriented on the company and its value to them in their career. Usually, long orientation interviews are conducted, resumes exchanged, and websites reviewed. But imagine if the head of your company communicated directly to the new recruits about the best and brightest aspects of your company via podcast to any interested candidate. The candidate gets to hear it directly from the top, and your company doesn't have to spend more than one recording session discussing the critical issues of why the candidate should come on board. For new employees, a podcast of information on how to register for their benefits, company policies, holidays, best practices, and other human resource information could save your company hundreds of hours in repeating the same information over and over again with every new employee. Another use of podcasting that involves generating revenue is qualification. Let's say you have a rather intricate product or service such as home loans, wealth management services, or estate planning, where the customer is typically not an expert in the field, but needs to know a lot about the way things work to make an informed decision. Most of the time, the professional sits down and trains each and every customer so they can proceed to the next step. Time-consuming is only one way to explain the challenge. But what if you sat down in front of a microphone and explained all the general introductory details and make it available on your website? Now, when the next customer gives you a call, you can say, "I need you to go to my website and download a few orientation lessons to help prepare for our meeting. It will be exactly what you need to make an informed decision. Then we can sit down and discuss your specific needs." Now, these aren't exactly using podcasting to become the next mass media rock star, but it is using the medium to help educate, orient, or qualify your customer and make your time more effective. Okay, let's say you want to be a rock star. PR, speaking engagements, trade show seminars, and workshops are proven methods of getting your organization's message out into your market. Why not supplement your efforts with podcasting? At the end of your next speech, invite your listening audience to go to your website and download the ongoing series of your workshop or speech and become a regular listener on the subject via RSS feeds. Place your audio presentation on podcast directories, and you will be surprised at how many people will listen to your audio show. Incidentally, in my opinion, the use of audio and digital media for business has only begun to scratch the surface. Business has always understood the power and importance of communication to their market, and it will only be a matter of time before businesses recognize that podcasting is not just for downloading songs, but can be channeled into an important medium for creating business success. I invite you to send me your ideas and comments on how podcasting can be used to help your business. If you have questions concerning your website, do not hesitate to contact me directly. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for listening to this segment of Web Basics for Business, hosted by Anita Scott of XLRQ.com. If you have any questions or comments about this show, send an email to webbasics@xlrq.com.